They were interviewing Lisa for the building permits, housing.
Oh, good.
Report.
Found new stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have an agenda, but I will.
No, you do.
Citizens to be heard. And call the meeting of the City of Moorhead EDA Executive Committee to order, July 8th, 2015, at noon. Members present, Bob Booth and Charlie Johnson, and myself, Jim Steen, and Mayor Delroy Williams. Are there any agenda amendments? Seeing none, we'll go on to approve the minutes of our last Executive Committee at March 18th.
So moved.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Bob. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number four, consider location of new EDA office.
All right. Mr. Chair, we've got a few documents before you that you've seen previously in the full board communications. Just wanted to cover the follow-up for the two locations on, was it last Monday, I think? We all went out and toured both sites. First document is one I made for today, just really recapping everything that we've gone through and comparing the two locations. And then the previous one below that would be the June 22nd communication to the entire board with a previous recommendation for me, and then the two lease agreement proposal drafts behind that, which again were included in the full EDA packets last month. So just kind of, you know, where we're at and how you three were authorized as part of the executive committee by the board to choose after the visits to each site which one would best fit for the EDA office for the future. I can recap, you know, like I said, the first document here dated July 8th, which would be today, comparing the, it's actually for the record 819 Center Avenue North, 817 is where Kiwami Travel is currently located, or I should say RSC I think is located, so our office number would be 819. So just for the record there, I changed that for the document to save in our files. But so just kind of highlight some bullets here on each location. As you, like I said, went out and visited each one, so you saw firsthand where that everything's going to be. But as is, it would be the 480 square feet in the 819 Center Avenue spot. $20 a square foot, negotiable to $16 a square foot for if we wanted to expand that square footage and take over a larger space in that lower level. Conference area in the back, that mezzanine level there, kitchenette in the back as well, and then a male and a female restroom in the hallway. So, yes, 2 days ago I went out and visited with Nancy. Just wanted to kind of go over where I was going with my recommendation to the board previously last month and why. And it really hinged on a couple things, and that was just location and then the entrance. How you walk in and see the receptionist or sports after not. And you have a closed door when you go upstairs to her office or a doorway, and how does that work with the overall vision? So, and that's where I was kind of struggling with the whole idea or concept. And so I just heard back from her before this meeting, and she said she didn't get a hold of our architect. He's out of the area, but hopefully that there would be some options that we could explore if that was to be the final location to have a receptionist visibly at the, like on a, almost like a landing of the entryway. Not sure how feasible it is until her architect would come back to us. So with that, you know, and then comparing the 20 North 4th, which again, we visited both last week, it's a larger space. You know, the key difference is it is fit up ready. It's ready to move in any day. And it does have that receptionist desk built in and like a table, I think, and chairs in the entrance. Very similar, I mean, features though, kitchenette's still there. They have two restrooms within the space, which is a kind of added benefit. And then plenty of room in the office for a conference table as well. So I haven't made any further really recommendations. I mean, like I said, it's your decision on the executive committee and weigh out how you felt about the in-person visits. You know, I have four bullets under the consideration at the last page. And, you know, is visibility important within a heavily trafficked corridor? Is access to the office a key component with the ability to open a door, so to speak, off the street into the directly into the EDA office? is move-in ready with new fixtures important? And is there a value of the EDA to pursue a partnership, you know, option with another organization or a business to co-locate as a tenant that could enhance our overall vision and mission for, you know, years to come, 5-10 years down the road, not in the now. So I guess those are just questions, like I said, in, you know, in my paragraph there, I said both spaces under consideration are good in different ways, basically. Nancy and I have had a good working relationship. It really just comes down to what's the overall goal and the vision of, I think, the EDA and where we'd like to be. I mean, there's no question that the 4th and Main site is probably going to be a stronger site overall as far as the quality. If they grade the quality of, you know, new versus a redevelopment, they are different. You know, any realtor would tell you that. Location-wise, is, you know, it's more visible. Is that a goal of us or not? And I think that's what we need to answer, is which fits the long-term and, you know, go from there. So, like I said, either one, like, I'm not in the office, like, a ton, you know, so for me, it doesn't, I mean, both function, you know, both can function. That's not a question. It's just, where do we want to be, and is there a presence or a visibility factor of it for the community, and what's best for the overall community? And I think that's what probably needs to be answered. So with that, that's my factoid report. So.
Couple things.
Bob?
If you're not in the office, we're going to have a receptionist. Is that a different situation depending on which location we go with, or will it be a similar
type? You know, I think it'll be vary. It'll vary on the who we would find for a, let's just use, we'll compare both. So support staff for Nancy, she would have the ability to hire one that would be located wherever that would be, upstairs. There would have to be a sign. You know, so her office, at this point, how it's structured would be separated with a door to walk upstairs. So you wouldn't necessarily see the receptionist from the landing to go downstairs. You'd either go down to our office or you go up. So there'd have to be a sign there. And I said to Nancy, you know, I can put a sign on any other spot, anywhere, and say go next door to the other office and leave a message. And we wouldn't have to pay $15,000 for that. So that's where I was going with, and she's well aware of that. And how do we work through that? And she's open to it. How do we rearrange so that it makes sense? Because that was the struggle at that I didn't know back in March or whenever I started talking, was that it was going to be that separated. This one, if you had a co-located tenant that had their own receptionist, you'd have it right front and center when you walk in the door. So if you had a CPA firm or an insurance agent or somebody that was locating in that other room or space in the back, then we would split that same scenario. You'd split the cost for that receptionist out front when you walk in. So I think each potentially could function. I think right now as is, the 4th and Main receptionist would be the probably more ideal. But
the other issue that isn't listed here is parking.
Yep.
Can you talk about, I mean,
certainly
Nancy's looks like parking wouldn't be an issue over here. What would be
right. The
situation?
So you have three spots dedicated that would be signed right to the rear or adjacent to the back
okay.
of this building, and then off-street parking. And I would park.
Three designated spots.
Right.
Of which building are you talking about now?
The 20 North.
Okay.
And then city-owned parking lot on Kwame Travel. So.
So most situations, three spots is going to do what you would need, you would think, huh?
Yeah. It's me and Sam were talking. We're not going to have a lot of foot traffic either way. So, or, you know, you don't, a lot of visitors. I mean, we don't currently. I don't anticipate that going up too much. I mean, you're not going to get a daily
mostly
daily visitor.
Appointments. Or,
it's going to, exactly. It's going to be appointment-based. Parking should be irrelevant for the most part,
okay.
I would say. But.
So I have a couple questions. The primary one is cost, but let's go back to the other one first, and that is when will the Center Avenue site be ready?
That's another question. I pulled the...
Because it's a long way from conclusion.
Right. I pulled the contractor aside, and he said September 15th would be almost a stretch. So I'd say we're looking at in mid-September, October 1st would be my guess.
Okay. So that's probably a factor in favor of 20 North 4th. But then the other question is cost.
Yep.
So the figures we're talking about is annual, right? So
correct.
So at the... Center Avenue building, unless you negotiate something differently, with 480 square feet at $20, basically it's about $800 a month.
$9,600 a year.
Yeah,
yep.
$800 a month. So And then the other space actually comes out to be $21,968 a year, which is $1,830 a month. So it's
correct.
More than twice as much. So the question is, what really are the chances of finding a tenant to co-locate with us, and how much? And if you do, it would probably be roughly half of that, right?
I would guess it'd be half exactly, and it'd be about $1,400 more a year total if we found that co-tenant.
If you find the co-tenant.
Then you got to look at, if you find a co-tenant, if it's going to be like a CPA or something, are they going to have a receptionist?
And then are you going to have to cover part of the cost of that?
Well, we have $15,000 budgeted no matter what. So whether it goes to Nancy upstairs or it goes to a receptionist right when you walk in the office.
You're saying when you say $15,000, you have $15,000 budgeted.
It's in the budget for next year for support staff.
For support staff.
Yep.
Okay.
So either you'd contract with whoever to go in that space either way. I'm hopeful that, like I said, I wish Nancy's architect couldn't come back. I was hoping that he could have by today, but so I said I wanted to present the facts to the three of you if she was able to do that, but unfortunately it wasn't. I don't know how it'll work out. I mean, they can be creative, but I said that would be a sticking point to not have a door separating a receptionist upstairs. It's just not that warm when you would walk in off the street to a receptionist, so, and she understood that. So and she's very flexible. She said, I'm trying to make it work. I don't know how, though, yet. So
if we get another tenant, we would need to share those three parking spaces with them, or are there other parking spaces?
I would assume we'd have to share those three with them. And I would say we would maybe give them one and keep two. I mean, that's how I try to do that, or the best we could. That would be my theory. You know, there's, like I said, I talked to Jim Garten at the EDC. We've been talking about this for years, about a collaborative working space. You know, that is an economic development function. Is it possible that we would find four small business startups from MSUM, Concordia, M-State, you know, work with them, partnership, and have them set up desks in that empty office in the back, and they pay us rent, maybe a nominal amount, because that's that'd be an overall vision of economic development, and we're stimulating small business. I mean, it'd be a cool story to tell, and we stimulate then small business growth hands-on with some collaborative space. It was an idea. Jim Garten kind of liked that idea, I think. You know, when I talked to him, he said it's definitely possible.
Would he help fund that?
I don't think so, but I don't
know.
I think he's invested in Prairie Den right now, isn't he? Probably.
I think, yeah. At this point, we haven't had that conversation, I don't know.
It's interesting how much they're invested in. They were invested in before, too. Two is a pretty large amount. This would be such a small amount to say. Because we've had discussions a little bit about how little we could do more. Mm-hmm. You know, this would kind of give them something to say, and then we're doing this more, even though it's not a big amount.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess both function, there's really no question. I think it comes down to really a pretty basic two questions, and that's location and visibility, and then flexibility. Do we want to have that extra space for flexibility to partner with some organization or not? And then location, is it better to have two sides with your average, your signage on a high traffic, four times the traffic flow, or not? It could go either way. I don't know what.
Remind me what you budgeted for office space.
We budgeted for the last one you saw was for this space. It would be for the 21,000. That would be the
22,000
or 20? Yeah, 21,899.
But that's money that, if we didn't spend that much, it could be put back into.
Well, whatever. I was budgeting high, assuming we'll find a tenant, co-tenant. Mm-hmm. And whatever you don't spend, you'll save, and it'll go back to cash reserves.
Does Kwame Tribal has potential open ones or anything on promise?
For?
If we locate it.
For the space?
Yeah.
I think open. I mean, there is some other prospect that's looking at it.
Senator Franken has signed a contract for.
I didn't know if it was public yet.
I knew they were talking about it.
Public, no.
So, okay. And they wouldn't, and I've asked Franken's office, they can't hire a receptionist either by Senate rules, so we couldn't even share one with them either down there, just so you know.
The space on 20 North 4th or South 4th, it's been empty for a while. Probably does have, we probably would have a little bit of
negotiating.
Well, maybe negotiating, but we'd also maybe help fill that other space with the fact that we can put monies towards a receptionist. Well, if somebody was, I don't know, say a CPA, and they, I don't know if I have enough work for a receptionist, but hey, if I can have somebody else help pay for it, that would be a benefit. So maybe that would be a incentive for somebody to look at that. The other fact is, if our director isn't going to be in the office a lot, I mean, that's spending a lot of money if we don't fill that too. So, I mean, it's a big decision. Both spaces, I think, are really nice, and I would both think they would work for us. I guess it would depend on how comfortable we are of getting another tenant in the other one, I would think.
You might have to name names, Matt, but do you have other prospects for going in there?
I was just thinking about that this morning. I didn't really, it was too hypothetical for me to really go out and recruit. I mean, okay. I would have 6 months to find somebody. I'm pretty confident that we would. I mean, a lot of businesses and organizations would love to have, you know, be part of a government entity like ours or a public, you know, organization. You know, I don't see an issue with that at this point. But you know.
So I think that's key to that location, is that we get a partner in there.
And that's only been open for 6 months, vacant right now. So the owner had it for years. He owned it, and he had actually had a bed in there when I first looked at it. So it wasn't being marketed. So it has only been on the market for 6 months, according to their realtor. What their mission or goal was, I'm not sure, after Edward Jones left. But you know, it is one of the best corners in Moorhead, period, for an office. I don't envision that it would be that difficult or challenging to find the partnership. But
someplace you had traffic counts, I think, for the two sites.
Yeah,
you remember ballpark where they were?
12,500, I want to say, for that corner on 4th and Main, and about 4,000 at the Center Avenue.
So roughly three times.
Three times, yeah.
How big an issue is that to us? I mean, you're not, like you said, you're not going to get a lot of drop-in traffic.
That's a policy question. I said, yeah, does it matter? I don't know what's relevant and what's not to overall mission. I think, you know, there's questions on, there's pros and cons to both, and that's very, very evident. You know, I think, it's move-in ready. You know, that's obviously a plus, I would say, generally. You know what you're getting. You know, the fixtures are in there. The receptionist desk is fixed in there. It's, like I said, it's a great A quality. It's 10 years old, you know, 11 years old. It's a decent market rate. You know, that and Fargo would be a little bit more, I know that, or quite a, you know, decent chunk more. So I felt like it was a good rate for the space you're getting and in the location.
How long are both of these lease agreements for, and how much, I mean, I guess I'm looking at rent increases and things like that.
The lease can only be guaranteed for 1 year, since funding for the EDA is only 1 year at a time. So John Shockley said we can only do 1 year.
That makes sense.
We can do 5 year. We do it in good faith for 5 years is what we're planning to do in writing here, but it really is contingent on the EDA and the City Council approving it every year, which, you know, you don't want to go into a space and vacate it after a year if we don't have to. But if it didn't work out, there are ways, yeah, absolutely, that I think on both sides we can reevaluate it.
Well,
so in the lease agreement, this is the one for Center Avenue, right?
Yes.
It says $960 a month, but I don't think that's right. If it's $9,600 for the year, it's only $800 a month.
It's $20 times 480. So
it's 20 times 480 is what it should be.
So a month.
That's where
so
I came
it's 960 up. A month.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was I think that was a typo, maybe.
Okay.
To be 9,600 a year instead of 960 a month. So we'll fix. This is a draft still. John will talk about it, finalize it with whoever the owner would be, landlord.
No, but 20. That's an annual figure of the $20 per square feet.
Cool. Right.
That's $9,600.
Oh, okay.
So it's $9,600 for the year. It's $800 per month.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's where I came up with.
I guess maybe
you guys have to excuse me just for a second.
Without reading these line by line, is there anything else of significance between the two contracts that we should talk about?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I mean, they're both pretty standard, I could say. You know, they have some legal stuff that we had to add in there as a government entity that they're both of these were aware of. Yeah, both 5-year, you know, that 1-year, both agreed to the 5-year idea, 1-year guarantee, you know, with funding. That's just how it, unfortunately, it has to work for us legally. We can't control that. All utilities included on both, so they're gross lease rates, which is good to just, you know what you're getting for the price.
So is September 15th a realistic date?
In fact, I think that the lower level will be finished first, but that's depending on what you decide then. Okay. They were ready to go with that when you were touring. That was what they were going to start going down the hallway.
Sorry, I missed it. So September?
He asked if September 15th was realistic. I said, yeah. And the day you were touring was the week they were going to really hit the bottom and get that done before Kwame's done. So and that could change today then. They may do the Kwame part first. So the billboards have been come down the week of July 27th. They're on the side of the building.
And when I walked, the other one with when I toured the other day is there's a wall, and I pointed it out to Nancy. So you walk down the stairs to a wall, and the offices would be in the back, and that would concern me as well, significantly concern me if it's going to stay as such, because you'd be. And I told her from day one, I said, we can't have a wall. I want it open. Like, there's no point in walking on a landing, going through a closed wall, and then having to turn a corner and go through another hallway with an office door. So I don't know, and I think she said that hopefully it wasn't a supporting wall, there, but it's up. So I don't know how that's going to play out. There's just a lot of moving parts that I don't know how it's going
to
shake
out. Well, there has to be a lift in there too, right?
Yes, there is a lift, okay. And it's separated through the hallway then that wall is separating between the office. So you won't... How I envisioned it, you walk on the landing and you walk down and you'd see our office, and how I'm now looking at it or how it's constructed is not such, so I don't know if that will change or is able to change or not.
I'd be more concerned. I'm not so concerned about the location for visibility. I don't think that's really an issue. Mm-hmm. I would be more concerned about when you get in there actually being able to see where it is. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're talking about.
Right. I think it, yeah.
So you're not walking through a maze to get to something.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Well, if we're going to go on 4th Street, it seems to me we need a partner in there. Would it make any sense to take 30 days or whatever to try and research that to see what the prospects are for that sort of thing? Because if we have trouble finding a partner, I think it's hard to justify that space.
Yeah, it would be very difficult to justify it without it. I would not vote in favor of it if I didn't think we were getting a partner in there, because it's more than double.
And that's probably right. It's probably not going to be a problem, but if that's the case, we'll know that without too much research, probably.
Sure.
And our other issue is we don't have a signed contract with our EDA director yet. And I know there's rumblings out there to post that they're going to make a motion to post the position at our next meeting. And so if we have to hire a new one, that could be January 1st. So I think we've got time to decide if, you know. So I see no problem with either one of these. I agree with you, Charlie. I think the 20 North or 20 South would be contingent on having a partner in there or another one.
Yeah.
And then I think the price range is close enough where, you know, I think it's with our ability to put some money towards a receptionist, I think we could probably be a better location. But like I said, until we get some of these other things cleaned up, I wouldn't
table it then.
I would motion to table it myself.
Table it with the.
There's nothing to table.
We table for a future executive committee meeting.
So we can just not take action, is what you're saying,
yeah.
Amy?
Yeah.
I guess. So we don't need a motion to table because we got nothing.
But I'd like us to do some research on possible coal tanks.
Is it okay to ask Mr. Augenbach a question?
Yep.
Well, I guess you already have, so I guess.
Have we added him to the... I mean, like, you weren't here when
I... Present.
present, okay.
I'm trying to remember how I want to formulate the question. If we delay for 30 days, I mean, there's no guarantee you're going to hold the space, obviously. There'd be no need, you would not be required to hold the space.
You were talking about upstairs first then.
If at worst, I mean, would
I
you
could change in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that was the second part of my question. Is it going to change which part you work on first?
I don't know. I mean,
if you got a signed contract with Franken, they're going to be down on that same level, aren't they?
Right. But I think September 15th is.
But how it's laid out is contingent on the EDA. So she would shift, she said, forward at Franken's office.
Right.
Versus not.
Well, I think based on the way we're talking, I mean, I guess that's a risk we'd take.
Yeah.
Because I don't think, I mean, for all the reasons that Jim stated and the other things we've talked about, I would be very concerned about signing a lease for $1,800 plus a month and not knowing if we were going to get it, because that's more than we would really want to spend.
And not knowing if we have anybody to put in there.
Yeah, well, there you go, I got that too.
And if Franken goes to the front and there's still an opening in the back, that's a possibility for us, too, if we decided to go that way.
Yeah, I don't think the building's going to fill up necessarily in 30 days. It might, and then we're...
And then that's good for him.
That's great for them.
And then we just keep
looking.
That
would be really good for them, because then they'd have signed...
Kind of,
yeah. If not, we'll come back and look at it.
Because it's not fair to hold them.
Well, no, we can't hold them, I mean, we'd still, obviously, we're still interested as one of two options, but you're going to do what you're going to do.
Okay.
I want to state for the record, too, here, I feel just a tiny little conflict of interest because I've known Paul for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked together, we've been friends, so I don't necessarily think it colors my judgment, but if at any point you thought I should recuse myself from this vote, we can think about that for the next 30 days, too.
Okay.
You want to go have lunch, Charlie?
I don't think it.
Wait a minute. Are you buying?
Well, Nancy can be in touch with Matt. And, Steve Voss, our architect, I don't know where he is, but she's very flexible. So that's a problem with the landing, perhaps. Adjusting.
They can do amazing things, I know that.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty good.
Well, any other discussion? I see a head shake.
Oh, that meant no further discussion from me. I've unburdened myself.
And Bob?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second. I can second that.
Yep. We are adjourned.
Is he still living in town?